This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a lot of my friends have hybrids or they have electric cars. My husband and I are probably for our next car going to get an electric car, maybe fuel cell electric. I don't know what we're going to do. It probably depends on the price and, you know, it does matter. It's not about the color. Everything's just about the color. Also, if we could get rid of the dents and the scratches, because I just need to dent and scratch. Or I hit the bump. When I drive, I always hit the front end of not another car, but like the street, because there's a speed bump or something happens. So we're looking, and I like the idea of us not being so dependent on fuel. Now, I don't really understand how much of the climate change crisis will be affected, because I think a lot of carbon footprints are put into doing all this and making the electric stations, and then what happens to our power grid and all that. But I still am very intrigued, and I think it would be cool to have an electric car, unless I feel I'm not safe. Now, for a while, we've been talking on the show about how the studies or the initial reports have said electric car batteries and electric cars don't ignite any more than fuel cars. And there are more fuel cars, gas cars, that will catch on fire than electric cars. But many of the caveats to these reports say, look, we don't have a lot of data. The majority of the cars are fuel cars, gas cars, you know, and not everybody reports if it was an electric vehicle or if it was a hybrid. So I had brought this up because earlier this week, Henry Ruggs, wide receiver of the Raiders, was going about 157 miles per hour, hit an SUV, a RAV4. I've been calling it a RAV4, but I guess it's a RAV4, a Toyota RAV4, and kills a woman and her dog, Tina Tinter, who I think was about 23 years old. This was at about 3:54 in the morning, early Monday morning. And he was arrested on DUI, been to court, not allowed to drive, ankle bracelet, all sorts of stuff going on. But she sadly died. And I had seen that the car was on fire. So I started to bring up, and I spoke to you guys about electric cars and things like that, and I started to do the research, and we started to look at that. And so, I apologize. Sorry about the light coming in. Sorry about that. I think I like the light coming in. Okay, we'll fix our light. I'm sorry. Somebody just stormed in. What was I saying? I love it. I just love interruptions. Anyway, so when all this was happening, I was like, oh gosh, okay, car was on fire, Henry Ruggs' car was on fire, and wow, obviously it was a hit, whether it was a head-on or whatever, how did one car come on fire? Well, RAV4s might be hybrid. So, did a little bit more research, and it looks like an electric car battery, which we spoke about, can very easily ignite. Can just very easily, if its integrity is compromised, if there's, you know, miswiring. So, now mind you, a regular car can blow up in flames also. My concern, I see some of you guys calling in, so hold on, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My concern is are we testing enough of these, and are we completely sure that a minimum impact accident or a moderate impact accident will not cause us, even if we're going to live through the accident, to still die because there's a fire. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If it is true that Tina was screaming and alive in her car and lived through a crash that hit her at 120 miles per hour, but she died because it went aflame, then it just begs the question, was she in a hybrid? And if she was, is that what contributed to her death even more so than the accident? You know, I was thinking about my kids. Well, you know, my kids eventually, you know, they may get an electric car. If my kid hits a tree and he goes up in flames and he wouldn't have died from that accident, God forbid, and would have been able to walk out of it, we don't need that extra fear on top of that. We can't be in an inferno. And so I've even showed you guys some pictures of some of these accidents where the front end looks burned. And I get it. That's where the motor is. So I get that that could be, you know, another cause for fire. But you're looking at these impact cars that go up in flames pretty quickly, and it doesn't seem to affect, I don't know. There just seems to be a disconnect. So my questions to you guys is 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you feel that electric cars and hybrids are safe enough in impact? And do you think we're not getting as much data as we need? We know there's been recalls. We know cars have been recalled. We know there's much more fuel, injected cars and gas cars on the roads. But if you're seeing a trend, where these accidents seem to be more on fire, and you see the trend with electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles, is that going to make you think a little twice about getting one? President Biden has, it's not a mandate yet, but President Biden has now set a goal of by 2030, half of all cars on the road be electric vehicle. Half of new cars or newly bought cars, or maybe used cars, whatever, cars on the road be of the electric type or lithium battery. I just don't know. I don't know if I'm sold on the safety yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, did you guys watch Happy Days? Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. I did, and I thought the Fonz was the coolest thing. Now I was little, and I just thought, you know, him in a leather jacket and jeans and riding a bike and going, hey, or whatever he did. I think that's what he did. I just thought it was cool. And interestingly, you know, people were in love with him. I mean, people were so, they just thought it was the most gorgeous thing. And I remember my mom showing me a picture of Henry Winkler. And she goes, this is what he looks like in real life. And I go, oh my gosh, I also recognize him. I mean, he's a handsome dude, but he was nothing like on Happy Days. And Happy Days I had brought up on the show, not because I thought it was that good a TV show. It wasn't my favorite of TV shows. I mean, I watched Laverne and Shirley, and I watched those, but they weren't my favorite shows. When I was younger, it kind of took a while, you know, for me to really, really like. I think by the 1980s, that's when I really started to appreciate the TV shows. But what was amazing about that is how it's the aura around somebody being good looking. And I've told you guys this. Many of you say, well, you know, I wasn't born looking like Michael Fassbender. And I get it. I trust you. Michael Fassbender is gorgeous. But David Hasselhoff, for example, people thought he was good looking. And, I mean, if you really dissect all the features, he didn't really have all the stereotypical good-looking features, but the aura around it. You put a guy that has a cool car or, I don't know, a bunch of people in bathing suits, and it just gives this aura of sexuality. So I bring it up because Henry Winkler is apparently auctioning off one of his original jackets December 8th at Bonhams in Los Angeles. The jacket he is selling has been in his possession for decades. Another one was sold to the Smithsonian back in 1980. But don't worry, he has an extra. Because I'm like, why would he give that up? So he said part of the proceeds is going to support the nonprofit This Is About Humanity. It was co-founded by his daughter, Zoe Winkler. So the outfit is going to come with a t-shirt, motorcycle boots, and they believe it's going to have an estimated value of $50,000 to $70,000. So he also is selling a ghost face mask from the 1996 film Scream. I didn't realize that he was in that movie as well. They think that mask is going to give $20,000 to $30,000. So I know some people think, what, does he need money? What's going on? No, this is for charity. Very cool. Okay, so many of you might think you have a bladder infection. And you're like, I'm always getting bladder infections these days. What's going on? Meanwhile, though, you're wiping number one before number two. You're drinking plenty of water. And I've told many of you that these might not be bladder infections. It might be something called interstitial cystitis. So joining us next is Heather Florio, CEO at Desert Harvest, to talk to us about interstitial cystitis and some of the cool things that are out there to treat it. Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. So, you know, yeah. with telemedicine exploding and, you know, people going online, going, I have a UTI and getting treated, I always tell people get themselves checked because it might not be a UTI. It could be interstitial cystitis. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so interstitial cystitis is an inflammation lacking of the bladder lining for interstitial cystitis patients. So imagine a constant UTI that never goes away, the debilitating pain, burning, frequency, but forever. And that is interstitial cystitis. So many women go and deal with chronic recurrent UTIs over and over and over again, and it really, interstitial cystitis, unfortunately, because we don't understand the etiology, how it comes to be, is it really becomes a diagnosis of exclusion. And us as women, we have so much, especially for women, this does affect men and women, about 80% women, about 20% men. But for us women, we have so much else going on down in that pelvic region. And so it becomes really hard to ascertain, let's say we have endometriosis, we have uterine fibroids, we have, you know, other ovarian issues going on. And so the diagnosing the pain and getting it down to that bladder can sometimes be a little difficult.
It's true. And, you know, as a physician, I am very nervous that millions of women are getting antibiotics online. They might feel better temporarily, but they're taking antibiotics after antibiotics, which I think is going to affect their immune system and increase resistance. And there's possibly better things out there. Well, you, for example, you're hoping to get FDA approval on your product. Talk to us about this.
Yes, correct. So we've been making our super strength aloe vera capsules now for about 28 years, and these were developed specifically for interstitial cystitis patients. Aloe is made up of glycosaminoglycans, which is the gag layer of the bladder that's missing in an interstitial cystitis patient. So it is theorized that those are creating that coating, that lining, and acting as kind of that barrier protected anti-inflammatory analgesic. And in our double-blind placebo-controlled studies, we had an 87.5% response rate of some or complete relief of all interstitial cystitis symptoms with just taking our capsules. We wanted to follow that up with a more detailed study at Wake Forest University with Dr. Robert Evans and their integrative regenerative medicine. And so we're going a little bit step further in this research. And when we started and we registered with clinicaltrials.gov, they asked us to become a drug, the FDA, and we said, okay, let's do it. So we're going to turn our supplement into a drug. This is not what you typically go get on the health food store shelves, and we are constantly educating because it's always like, why is this bottle $10? Why is this bottle $60? And for us, it's constant educating to let them know that this is made especially for interstitial cystitis. So we're all about concentrating the nutrients. We're all about removing the negative components that are naturally in aloe vera, the anthraquinones that are latex chemicals that act as an irritant to the colon, and long-term have been proven in studies to be carcinogenic and can cause liver damage and kidney damage. And so we have a patented process that filters all of those out, all of the insoluble fiber. We put it into, we freeze-dry it with our patented process, and then we put it into a natural vegan capsule. And we add a little bit of calcium carbonate to help raise the pH to make it as alkaline for the bladder. And so this is in high concentration, high doses, and long term. And most of what is made on the market that you see in aloe vera these days is made for cosmetic grade. Mm-hmm. It's made for digestive aid, so a short term use to maybe get the bowels moving, or some people use it as a weight loss, which is not recommended. But, you know, these are typically the things that you see on the shelves these days. And so we are constantly educating to make people understand. So hopefully with this FDA approval, you know, we'll be able to be that first-line treatment that every doctor is recommending before they go into the more invasive side effect-type treatments.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Heather Florio, CEO at Desert Harvest. What I also like about this is, I mean, we've known aloe has had medicinal properties, but you guys are actually studying the concentration of it. You're studying the applications of it, and rather than it being more cosmetic, and this is something that I think we have long asked for to be on, you know, in our medical toolbox, and so I'm really grateful for what you guys are doing. So in the last minute and a half, where are you in terms of the FDA approval, and how can people then find out more information?
So we are just kind of in the initial phase one trial currently. That should finish up sometime next year, and then we'll kind of see where we go. So we're at least a couple of years probably away from the FDA approval, but people can definitely, in the meantime, visit us on our website at desertharvest.com, and or give any of our amazing representatives a call at 800-222-3901. We love to answer questions.
Yeah, and we'll probably have you back on the show later. What's so fascinating is you could, like you said, in addition to study this, there might be other applications like rheumatoid arthritis, migraines, skin conditions. They've been studying aloe with cancer. So where you guys go with this can possibly lead to tons more applications, and it's fascinating. So Heather, you and your team at Desert Harvest, thank you again so much for all you do. And one more time, if you could give us the website.
That is desertharvest.com. And thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
We appreciate it. All right, guys. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill's vital to President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and the larger budget package are still up in the air despite efforts by progressives to push them to a vote. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer sets a date for those bills to pass the Senate.
As the House prepares to move forward, the Senate continues to achieve progress in our goal of passing Build Back Better before Thanksgiving. That's our goal.
Republicans claim the Democrats are spending too much and that all that spending is only going to make things cost more for the average American. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 20 months last week. The Labor Department reporting 269,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats in New Jersey breathe a big sigh of relief.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrd, did this in 1977.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen states want permanent daylight savings time, and they've passed resolutions or enacted a bill to do just that. It comes as many Americans get ready to change their clocks this weekend. Those states include Alabama, Arkansas, Minnesota, and Louisiana. Congress will not allow the change. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the UK is authorizing the Merck antiviral pill, which is huge in the COVID fight. Merck has a pill called molnupiravir, and it's going to eventually be approved in the United States. But Great Britain has been, you know, kind of on the front line of things and usually gets things done quicker than the rest of the world when it comes to COVID. So they have granted a, quote, conditional authorization to Merck's coronavirus antiviral. This pill has been shown to successfully treat COVID. It is the first country to okay the treatment. Not immediately clear how quickly it is going to be available to us. It's also not clear how much I'm allowed to talk about it. And the reason why is, remember, Facebook busted me for putting on Facebook that I was going to be in the news talking about Merck's new pill. And so I can't put anything on. I don't know what it was. I don't know what happened with the algorithm. But this is something I can't talk about because it's, one more time, I could be kicked off Facebook. And this was news. And I was trying to give you guys the latest news. So it's almost like, you know, before you put anything on Facebook or YouTube, or you almost have to wait for them to learn the news and see the headlines, even though I like to tell you guys breaking news is we get it. But Merck and Ridgeback Therapeutics has a antiviral drug. At the beginning of last month, I told you guys that it was found to reduce the risk of hospitalization and death from COVID by 50% in mild to moderate cases. And so this is what we've been asking for. Maybe not exactly the way it's given, but we have been asking for a Tamiflu that we use for flu, a Tamiflu version for COVID. So with Tamiflu, let's say you have flu-like symptoms. We test you, you're positive for flu. If it's within 48, we used to wait up, or we could do up to 72 hours, but if it's within the first couple days, and we give that to you, and we give you one pill twice a day for 5 days, we could slow down and limit how severe flu's going to be for you. Now, I don't know if its efficacy is similar, like 50% or whatever, but I got to tell you, that Tamiflu has done wonders. In fact, with some of the avian flu and other flus that were out there, Tamiflu at one point was almost impossible to get because people were hoarding it, because we don't really have that many antivirals. So this Merck Molnupiravir, if it is able to be similarly prescribed for COVID, that could, it could transform our whole, it could just transform our whole approach to COVID. It's just, I'm just blown away at what this could do. And then maybe we could lay off the damn mandates for once. But it is not supposed to take the place of a vaccine. We're supposed to tell you that what it, you know, it might give you a 50% chance of not being hospitalized or dead, but which somebody could say, well, that's better than the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after a few months. So I'll leave that up to the experts to fight out. So viruses, they enter a host cell, okay? And when a virus enters the host cell, it brings genetic material into the host cell. It gives our cells instructions to make more of the virus, which is why when people say, you know, I don't want the vaccine because I don't want genetic material coming to our cell, viruses bring genetic material into the cell. That's why viruses can be oncogenic and cause cancer. So we don't want either of it. We don't want the virus bringing in DNA. You know, I get it. I get that. But we're trying to fight fire with fire. So antivirals work to inhibit or interfere with this process. So what Molnupiravir works is they incorporate RNA-like building blocks into the new virus particles that the cells are making. So while the little baby viruses are being made, Molnupiravir sneaks them some bad candy, so to speak. Then the progeny is kind of ineffective. They can't propagate themselves. May not know how to leave the cell. They just might not be able to make new virus. And so rather than it inducing your immune system like a vaccine does, it directly interferes with COVID babies. And then the COVID babies can't propagate. According to Science News, the antiviral agent incorporates RNA-like building blocks into the RNA genome of the virus. If this genetic material is further replicated, defective RNA copies are produced and the pathogen can no longer spread. They say in the latest clinical trial that included 775 patients and was conducted in 170 different sites across multiple countries, no deaths were reported. Now, there are only 775 patients, but still, no deaths reported. 1.3% of the test subjects did have to stop the drug due to adverse events. And so we don't really have a lot of information on that. And again, Merck is seeking approval with the FDA. But on Merck's website, they said at the interim analysis, 7.3% of patients who received molnupiravir were hospitalized through day 29, compared with 14.1% of placebo-treated patients who were hospitalized or died. Merck plans to seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. as soon as possible and to submit applications to regulatory agencies worldwide. It could be the first oral antiviral medicine for COVID. Now, I know some of you are like, but we got ivermectin and we got fluvoxamine. And hydroxychloroquine. Until the FDA approves it, we don't. You know, and there's a lot of attention going on with this medication. You know, it's coming from a pharmaceutical company. They have studies. Pharmaceutical companies know exactly what FDA needs. But ivermectin, fluvoxamine, these are generic medications. You know, and even though people are studying it, many drugs don't make it unless there's some sort of a brand name or backing to it. And it's frustrating because I think there are a lot of medications out there that have some use. But I'm going to be honest with you guys, okay? How things happen in science. Yes, it could be monetarily charged and you know, but in terms of getting drugs regulated, it's all about the lawsuits. It's all about them having the proof and the evidence to protect themselves in case something goes wrong. It's a very nice, clean template. When a pharmaceutical company starts from scratch, they start the medication, they create the medication, they research the medication, they show the data, the FDA reviews the data, and they go, okay, I think we know as much as we can about this, then follow-up studies, etc. But when we take a drug that's been out and about, and it's been used for lice, or it's been used for gout, like colchicine, which has been also looked upon as a possible agent for COVID, or fluvoxamine, which is an antidepressant, it has baggage. These drugs have baggage. And so if there are side effects or something that happened in the past, then that could then be a legal nightmare when these companies need to say, look, all right, we could use this medication. We could use this for COVID. Let's do it. Something happens down the line and they go, but wait a second, 10 years ago, somebody had this effect with ivermectin. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. But Britain has granted a conditional authorization to Merck's coronavirus antiviral, the first pill shown to successfully treat COVID-19, they say. The pill was licensed for adults 18 or older who tested positive for COVID and have at least one risk factor for developing severe disease. Molnupiravir is to be taken twice a day for 5 days by people at home with mild to moderate COVID. It reduces symptoms and speeds recovery, and they say this could really ease up on it could ease up on hospitalizations. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so first of all, one of you had asked, when is the U.S. looking at molnupiravir? Molnupiravir appears to have some provisional authorization in the U.K. Molnupiravir is the Merck antiviral for COVID that could transform the way we treat COVID. From what I understand, I think the FDA is going to have a meeting November 30th to review data. So that doesn't mean necessarily it's going to be approved, but I think that's supposed to happen November 30th. There's going to be an advisory committee to see its application for mild to moderate COVID. So I hope that answers one of your questions. FDA is going to look at it at the end of the month. Another question one of you gave me is what's happening to colchicine in terms of the COVID fight? Well, we had a study that came out in The Lancet a couple weeks ago, and it showed some interesting data. I have to read it because I haven't really digested it yet. But they did a trial enrollment on colchicine. Now, colchicine is a medication we use for gout. It's not a very popular medication because, you know, it can give you diarrhea, but it's anti-inflammatory. And so we talked about repurposed drugs, and we talked about how repurposed drugs could have a use for COVID, and that's what there's multiple studies undergoing for that. Colchicine, they did a trial between March 23rd and December 22nd of 2020. A total of 4,400 patients were enrolled. 2,200 were given colchicine, 2,200 placebo, because we have to kind of, you know, have a control and a variable. The primary endpoint occurred in, the results here, okay, because they give a lot of numbers. Serious adverse events were reported in 108 of the 2,100 patients of colchicine, but 139 of the placebo. So that shows that maybe adverse events was not higher in the colchicine group. Pneumonia happened in 63 of the colchicine group, but 92 in the non. Diarrhea, though, was higher in the colchicine group, which we expected, rather than the placebo. But they said, among patients with PCR-confirmed COVID-19, colchicine led to a lower rate of the composite of death and hospital admission than placebo. They said, given the absence of orally administered therapies, meaning if we didn't have Merck, the Merck drug, in community-treated patients and the benefit of colchicine patients with PCR-proven COVID-19, they say the safe and inexpensive anti-inflammatory agent could be considered for use in those at risk of complications. But they still want to study it more. So that was in The Lancet Respiratory. So we have colchicine. We have ivermectin. We have fluvoxamine. Fascinating. Fascinating data is coming out of these repurposed medications. So the question came up, and we started to talk about this last hour. Why is Merck moving forward with the FDA than not? So it's being provisionally approved in the UK. It was a study of 775 people, very few side effects. Merck's molnupiravir, just to recap, how it works is as the virus gets into our cell, the COVID virus, and it's making baby viruses, molnupiravir gives those baby viruses some bad candy. It messes a little bit with their DNA or RNA such that the progeny can't reproduce. The progeny can't do what it needs to do to be an effective SARS virus. So molnupiravir manipulates baby COVID. That's how it works. And in 775 patients, they found that molnupiravir minimized hospitalization and death by 50%. Now the FDA looks at it. So as I was discussing in the previous segment, when people ask, okay, why then this, things are going pretty fast with Merck's molnupiravir, yet ivermectin's been around for decades. Colchicine's been around for decades. Fluvoxamine has been around for decades. So I'll say it again. When a drug gets started from scratch, it's cleaner. There's no baggage. Merck made this drug, researched it, developed it, tested it. There's nobody from 1972 that can say, wait a second, I took this drug and this happened to me. It's clean. It's a virgin. There's no skeletons in the closet with this. So for the FDA, this is nice and clean and easy. New drug, new data. The only side effects are those from the study. If they feel it's safe enough, they could go ahead and put that through. Ivermectin, colchicine, fluvoxamine. Fluvoxamine is an SSRI. Fluvoxamine has been around for decades. which means there's some baggage. So as these studies, and there's tons of them, and these clinical trials, looking at hydroxychloroquine, looking at ivermectin, looking at fluvoxamine, looking at colchicine, looking at all these other drugs that might have a role and might have a damn good role, if the FDA is going to approve it, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. They have to not only look at the clinical trial or the trials that are being done, but they have to go back to 1995. They have to go back to 1982. And if there was any sort of suggestion that there was a problem with these medications, the FDA has to investigate that, and they have to then report that. So when a drug is newly made just for a new illness, it's cleaner, it's tighter, you got the pharmaceutical company putting money into it. If the FDA wants more data, they could just call Merck. But ivermectin is generic. So who do you call? And say, you know what? I want to see what happens if you cut the formulation. You got to then get grant money. You got to find somebody to do that study. Whereas with these pharmaceutical companies, you just go, hey, Bob, I know it's going to cost you a little bit more money. Hopefully your patent lasts long enough, but I need to look at a 30 milligram dose or a 10 day dosing. With these generics that are out there, you don't really have a pharmaceutical company per se in charge unless they get to reformulate a new brand name out of it. So that's why generics, you don't see a lot of science come out of the generics, even though there should be, because there's nobody benefiting from it and it costs money. So if you or I are like, okay, you know what, I want to know if we could do inhaled ivermectin. What if inhaled ivermectin can prevent the cytokine storm? Because that's how they feel ivermectin might act, just like fluvoxamine. They think fluvoxamine might inhibit the cytokine storm. Let's come up with a respiratory application. Oh, you got to start from scratch. And you need a company who's going to make money to do it. So we have all these medications that have for decades have been out there. May have a role. In these studies are showing a role. Like hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine has a role, but if somebody dies because hydroxychloroquine has a cardiovascular side effect profile, now the FDA is screwed. And the FDA, it will be, you know, people are like, yeah, but hydroxychloroquine did this in 1992. And you're recommending it for COVID? So it's, like I said, it's not as clean. It's just not as clean. Personally, I would love to see as many medications as possible. If molnupiravir cuts the risk of severe hospitalization and death by 50% in a mild to moderate COVID case that gets early treated, just like Tamiflu, that's fantastic. But that means there's still room to go. What about the other 50%? Molnupiravir costs about $17 at cost. We were told a few weeks ago that the U.S. might be paying $400 a dose. Okay, you got ivermectin, that's cheap. You got fluvoxamine, that's cheap. But again, if we don't have the studies that say, look, we studied it for COVID, but we, you know, you're going to have somebody do meta-analyses, look at all sorts of data on when fluvoxamine didn't work for a person, or when hydroxychloroquine didn't work for a person, or when ivermectin didn't work. So it's going to be interesting. You know, colchicine has its set of issues, and it's got a lot of baggage. But according to this with the Lancet, they go, this could be of use. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.